you're listening to audio from the West End Community Church in McGregor, Manitoba.
Zach said most of what I'm going to say again, but it never hurts to repeat good things. And so I finished writing this morning, but God does have a sense of humor. And worship time came up. Singing worship is my heart language to God. And then he sang a song that said, "I am who you say I am." And in my mind, I saw pictures of faces that we have seen, just like the faces that were up in Zach's. Kids who don't know anybody loves them. Kids who don't have families. Kids who live in garbage dumps. But can you imagine in their heart when they find out that God says, "I am, you are who I say you are, and I have set you free." And I want you to remember that as we talk today, because that's the important thing. These kids are set free from, they may not stop living on the garbage dump, but they know who loves them, and there's somebody who always does. And I just wanted to read a little bit from Psalm 138, because I want you to know that the Lord will fulfill his purpose. He is faithful, his love endures forever, and we're not to abandon the work of his hands. Point of Grace has a song that says, "I have seen the power of love," and love comes from God. And we as OCC volunteers have had the privilege of seeing that power working in the lives of children around the world. God is at work redeeming lives, and he's determined pace. Since the early 1990s, over 235 million children have received the gospel story through Operation Christmas Child and a simple shoebox. This is often the first gift a child has ever received from someone in another country who doesn't know them, and they say, "How can they put things in this box that I really would like to have?" And that's the power of God. He picks a box, he picks a child, and they just go together. But then, after that box, when they see that somebody really cares about them, they learn about the good news. They learn that Jesus loves them and that he's never not going to leave them. So all of us can be a part of this ministry quite easily. So, by the way, thank you very much for having us come. Operation Christmas Child is near and dear to our hearts, as you may have guessed by now. And so we love the opportunities to be able to share. This is the box. This is the thing that it begins with. I'm getting lost here. Operation Christmas Child is built on the foundation of evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication. And this shoebox that you fill with toys and school supplies, hygiene, clothes, whatever you can fit in, is what we call a gospel opportunity. At the time that the child receives his or her box, they listen to a presentation of the gospel taught by a local volunteer who has been well trained to do so. And then after they have that, they receive this little booklet called The Greatest Gift. It's something like, maybe you guys would call it a graphic novel, sort of, but maybe not. But it's full of the pictures and the story that the volunteer has just shared with these kids. And this is what they think is the gift they're going to receive when they come to this little gathering. It's called a party, and they all come very excited. And so they receive this, and then they receive their shoebox. And after they get them, they're given an invitation to attend a 12-week course called The Greatest Journey, a follow-up discipleship program to teach children to follow Christ and to tell others about him, again, taught by trained volunteers, and it prepares the student to follow Christ for a lifetime. Last year, 2024, 5.5 million children did this course. And 3.2 million children, and we know that these are recorded records because they keep very close records on everything that happens. 3.2 million children made a decision for Christ. And these children share Jesus with their families, their friends, and their neighbors. and complete the joyful celebration with a graduation, sometimes complete with grad hats and gowns, maybe the only graduation they ever have. The graduates receive a certificate and their own copy of God's Word in their language. And so I have here, this is the book that trains the volunteers. I'm going to fall apart here. This is the book that the children receive to work through, 12-week course. And when they graduate, they get their own Bible, maybe the first Bible that's ever been in their household. And this material now is translated into 118 languages, including Braille. So there's a lot of places that it gets shared. So now I'll give you a couple of tips for packing your shoeboxes. The first thing you do is you put in Jesus. And the first part of Jesus is a $12 donation that helps to cover the cost of the material. It doesn't cover anything else but the materials to train the volunteers and the materials for the children to receive. But then the most important thing is the last thing you put in, and that is Jesus with prayer for the children that are going to receive the boxes, that they will hear the gospel and dedicate their lives to Jesus. Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations." And this is what you're doing when you pack your shoeboxes: evangelizing, discipling, multiplying followers for Christ. With our shoeboxes, God is growing and multiplying the body of Christ all over the world. And I just want to share a quote from Franklin Graham. "Jesus Christ took our sins and he died on the cross. And then, on the third day, God in heaven said, 'It's enough,' and he raised his son to life. This is the good news, and we all have a responsibility to take this message to the ends of the earth." And then one more thing to share, because your devoted Verna, who is taking care of things here, asked me to do. This is called Follow Your Box, and for everybody who knows a QR, and I've had to recently learn, you can do it on here. And when you pack your shoebox, you go online, you pay your $12, and then you say, "Yes, I want to know where my box is going to go." You want to know the country it's going to be in. So when you do that online, you can print off a label for your boy or your girl and the age, and it will have a little QR code on it. You make sure that you get that on your box, and when the box arrives in the country, they will send you a message on your email telling you where your box went. And that's kind of exciting, because we have 9 different countries that our boxes go to. And sometimes if you get really good and put a little story or your name or something in your box so that the child knows who sent it, sometimes you get a thank you back, probably in a language you can't understand, but there is translation on these computers too, I've discovered. So thank you very much for listening to me.
Well, you got the quiet, polite one first, okay? I usually speak just a little bit more enthusiastically. Colleen is very, I'll say she's walking away, I can get away with things. She's a little nervous when she gets in front of people, and I'm not. I kind of enjoy it. So I'd like to say good morning, and the first thing I want to do is thank you for having us here this morning. This started about 12 months ago when Verna phoned and said, "Hey, will you guys come and speak about Operation Christmas Child at our church?" I said, "When?" She said, "Next week." I said, "No." At that time, every weekend was booked until the end of the year, okay, and there's no way that I could get out here. I said, "You know, if you would ask me a little, or we'll plan a little bit earlier in the year, let me know, and I'll put you in a spot. So I think it was March she got a hold of us and said, hey, will you come? I said, sure. When? She suggested the first week of October, and I said, we'll be there. So thank you very much for letting us come. This is a familiar building to us. We attended here for the better part of 10 years and loved it. We remember many people. I surprised a couple of them when I walked in and I recognized them. They surprised me even more, some of them that recognized me. And we're great. It's always good to be back here. But what we want to do this morning is talk about Operation Christmas Child. What does it mean? What does it do? Colleen and I have been involved with them directly now for just about 10 years. We have been blessed. We have been able to go on distribution trips. What does that mean? That means we got to go and actually hand the boxes out to kids. Okay? We went to West Africa twice. Okay? There's nothing like Senegal in July. Playing soccer with a group of 10-year-olds, and it was 53 degrees. I think I lost a couple pounds that in an hour, but we loved it, okay? We've been there twice, once to Senegal, once to the Gambia. We have been to the Philippines. We have been to Costa Rica, and we have been to El Salvador, okay? While we were in El Salvador, believe it or not, Colleen said, you know, if you let do things a certain way in the box she had, if you open the top of every box that Colleen and I pack, we put a little letter. We tape it into the lid. So when the kids open the box, what they see first, just about first, unfortunately, you know, the other things they're more interested in, but we have a little letter that we have in there just saying, hi. And it's in three or four languages. We've got it in French and in Spanish. We actually, believe it or not, put it in Ukrainian because some of our boxes go to the Ukraine. And we have had a reply because there's our picture, and we put our email address and whatnot, and we usually get three or four replies a year from somewhere in the world where a child says, thank you for this. But we are area coordinators for basically Central Saskatchewan. I was trying to share with a couple people earlier, Central Saskatchewan means from just north of Regina to just south of Saskatoon, and from Watrous to Alberta. That's the area that is supposed to be ours. But large area takes about 4 hours to drive from one side of it to the other. And we just love it. We were in part of it last week speaking in Rosetown. It's such a pleasure, such a privilege to be able to share God's word with people you'll never, ever meet. Okay? We have help doing that, obviously. Trained volunteers, Colleen mentioned that. They trained, I think last year it was between 2 and 300,000 people how to evangelize, how to share the gospel message with children. And they teach them very thoroughly. When we went to the Philippines, that's the reason Colleen and I went, was to watch the volunteers. We wanted to see how is it that they do these things. And they reach out and they touch each one of those children's hearts from the front. They're dedicated. It's just amazing to see how dedicated they are. They love to do it. They always look at us when we are there and are thank us. Well, thank you for everything you do. You bring the boxes, you do, and they make us feel good that we did it. And I look at them and say, no, you guys got it backwards. All we did was pack the box. You guys do all the work. And they do. But they are so thankful for everybody that packs a box. They can't believe that this church packs shoeboxes and sends them all over the world so that their children can hear about Jesus. Okay? The gifts in the boxes are fantastic. I mean, you can put in all kinds of things. A good one is a soccer ball. I know you look at that box, you say, how do you put a soccer ball in there? It's very difficult, but you can do it. And you put a pump in with it and a water bottle. There's lots of things you can put in with it. That's a popular gift, okay? But the biggest thing, Colleen mentioned, is prayer. Put Jesus in the box because he's more important than anything else that goes in. The kids love the toys, and that's what attracts them. The shoeboxes is what gets us into most of the countries because they don't want, the governments in most of these countries don't want the gospel being spread. But they'll let it, Operation Christmas Child, come in because we're giving your kids something that nobody else gives them. And then we sort of surprise them because we give them more than they think we're going to. El Salvador has a terrible gang problem. And after, it took a couple years before they would allow any boxes to come into the area, into the country. And then they allowed some in, and 2 or 3 years later, the fellow that was in charge of it in El Salvador got a call from the president of the country saying, can you get more shoeboxes for our country? Well, why? Like, it's kind of surprising. Well, they were keeping track of things, and they noticed that in the areas where shoeboxes were being handed out in El Salvador, gang violence dropped between 60 and 80%. And the government, the president said, hey, that's because of these shoeboxes. Therefore, more shoeboxes help. Okay? I mentioned, and Colleen mentioned some numbers to you. I'm a numbers guy. I used to be a credit union manager. So numbers are something that I enjoy, I play with. I'll throw some at you right now. Last year, almost 12 million shoeboxes were packed around the world and sent to children. 12 million. Canada did about 436,000 shoeboxes last year. What the big numbers? What do they mean? Well, okay, let's break it down so it's a little easier to understand. How about every 24 hours? What does that mean? Every day of the year, on average, 31,000 children hear the gospel because of a shoebox. That's every day, 31,000. Is that too big a number? Well, okay, how about every minute? Breaks down to 21 kids a minute, every minute of the year, hear the gospel because of shoeboxes. The TGJ, Greatest Journey, went out, called and said 15,000 kids. That's 10 kids a day registered for it. 6 of them graduated from it. And it's a big deal. You go to the graduation service and they invite family and friends, and it can be a really big deal. And they dress up, depending where you go, in different types of things. Lots of them with the graduation caps and a little gown, and they throw their caps in the air, same as you see. Any of you here graduate and you threw your cap in the air? Yeah? Okay. Andrew says he did. I can pick on him. I know him. Okay. It gets down to different things. You know, we get all these kids graduate. We get kids that accept Jesus. Last year, it would break down to 8,930 children every day on average accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, those are the known numbers, the recorded numbers. Each one of those kids has brothers, sisters, cousins that they share this stuff with. You know, on average, every year, there are 1,000 new churches planted because of shoeboxes in countries all over the world. And little, you wouldn't believe it, some of them, we've been to some of them, okay? There's a church plant. Where's the church? Well, it's under that tree right there. And there's a great big tree, and they hold service every week underneath that tree. We got to be there for it, under some of those trees. It's really neat, okay? If you get 8,900, I said, every day, except the Lord. Every minute, how many? Number of people? Okay, every minute, 6 kids. Every minute. I've been up here for 8 minutes. That means 48 children have accepted Christ because of a shoebox since I came up and started talking. Now, I don't know about you, but that amazes me. Because really, what did you do? You put some gifts in a little box, and it got sent away. And because of that, now I don't know. Verna, do you remember about how many shoeboxes you packed here at the church last year? You don't remember?
I'm not a numbers person.
Pardon me? You're not a numbers person. Okay. I don't know either. Last week, Colleen and I had the privilege to speak in Rosetown, Saskatchewan, at a small church. I would guess there was 100 people there, maybe just over 100 people there last Sunday. Last year, that church packed about 100 shoeboxes. Okay? So, if we look at that, just say your church, your biggest, we'll say 200 shoeboxes were packed at the church here. Well, for every, this is what gets me, for every 4 shoeboxes that are packed, on average, one child accepts Christ. Okay, so if you did 200 here, this church was responsible for 50 kids receiving their salvation, getting to know Jesus Christ. Okay? I don't know about you guys, but that really, that gives me a wow. I really, while I'm saying these things, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm excited. I could love to run out and play soccer with one of them right now because that's really neat. You know, it's, how can you describe how important a little thing like a shoebox is? Okay, for every 4 shoeboxes, at least one person that we can track, okay, that we know for a fact, come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Okay, we used to think when we worked with Bible camps, okay, it says, you know, that the Great Commission tells us to go to the corners of the world and preach the gospel. And I used to tell them, well, you know what? From where they were speaking, we're standing in one of the corners of the world because they were speaking from Israel, okay? We're one of the 4 corners of the world right here. And how do we reach kids? You pack a shoebox, you send them back to where they were because some go into that area and the gospel's being preached there because of the shoebox. What more can you possibly want to happen? You know, my favorite verse in the Bible, or one of them for sure, comes out of Mark. And it's in chapter 10, and it starts at verse 13. And it says, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And then the part that just melts me, Jesus took the kids in his arms. He gave them a hug. And he blessed them. Okay? That's what you can do with shoeboxes. You can be the person that has Jesus give that child a hug. Okay? Are hugs important to anybody here? Anybody here like a hug? Is there anybody here that doesn't? McKay, I don't believe it for a minute. I can pick her out, too, because she's related. I was thinking earlier today, you know, it's amazing. I come back here, and some of you remember me, but part of my family, you know, part of me is still here because Laura and Lana, you know, have been involved with your youth groups here for longer than quite a few of you have been alive. Andrew's nodding his head because he remembers when he was in youth group and Laura and Lana were there. Melissa was up this morning with the worship team, and she's a Sunday school teacher. So some of my family's still here in the area. But, you know, I know this church. I know the hearts of a lot of people in this church. I've had the privilege to work with Don Weeb, for an example. I think I drove for about, I think it was 9 potato harvests that I worked out at the farm. I'd like to have a penny for every potato that I hauled into those bins because I could pack a lot of shoeboxes with that. But this is a special place to us. Every place we've been has something, okay? Look at here, is this Bob? Is that, yeah? Okay, my son played basketball with him, okay? You remember Daniel, I'm sure, yeah? But this is a special place for us. But it's a special place for way more reasons than that. It's what do you guys do? Pastor Matt was talking about the jobs you do in the church here and whatnot. You guys do jobs in other places as well. I know Don and now Joel. Is Joel here this morning? Maybe not. But on the board at Miller for years between them, okay? Serving the Lord through this church somewhere else. You guys are doing that all the time, and I thank you. I thank the Lord for you guys all the time because I know that you are reaching people. And that's what we try to do with Operation Christmas. We want to reach every child we can, okay? It just boggles my mind. You know, there's over 100 countries every year. I think it's about 111 countries get shoeboxes every year. Some number. I don't know the exact numbers for every country, but 111 countries around the world are getting gospel opportunities presented to them to hand out to their kids. Okay? And that's what we're all here for. Okay? Each one of us is responsible to share the Word of God. Okay? Not everybody can get up in front. I could point out people, I'll bet you, right in this room, that would have withered and crawled underneath down here if they were said, hey, you got to get up and speak in front of everybody. Okay? You don't have to do that. You can pack a shoebox and somebody else will do the talking for you. Okay? But I don't want to drag on. I promised my kids I wouldn't. They threatened me last night, and they can gang up on me because there was 3 of them in a room. But I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be here. And just, I said, as I told Rosetown last week, because of your church, 4 kids got to know the Lord. Okay? Because of this church, maybe 50 kids could get to know the Lord in a year. Okay? No, it wasn't 4, it was 25 people there. Anyway, what does that say to you? I know what it says to me. Pack more shoeboxes because then more kids will hear about the love of Christ. And is there anything more important than that? I don't think so. Could we just finish with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for this morning. I want to thank you for this church and the people in it that love you so much and are just spread your love throughout this community and to different places around the area and the world. Just am so grateful for each and every one of them for being here, for having us here. And we just, Lord, we want you to be made known and to be glorified across the world through millions of little children that are going to hear about you for the first time this year. Because of these shoe boxes. Lord, just bless each and every one of them and bless each and every one here. In your precious name I pray. Amen.